Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again, and I hope that you will stay tuned to KGGF for the next few moments. Let me give you this text from Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Isn't that wonderful? There's depths and riches of Christ that we've never experienced. Now, we've had some experiences of the rich things of the Lord, but there are things that we have yet in store for us if we'll prove faithful to the Lord as the days come and go. And who knows? We might meet the Lord or be called from this life just any day and enter into the fuller state of all the riches of the Lord. But now, there is a treasure for everyone, an inheritance, if you will. The Lord has made a bequeathal of the wealth of his storehouse of riches and abundance of his grace, which all his children inherit when they become heirs through Christ, or at least that's the beginning of their inheritance. We not only become heirs, but are joint heirs with Christ and partakers with him. God made a promise unto Abraham, which promise he obtained, Abraham did now, after he had patiently endured. In fact, he didn't come into all of it, maybe not the fullness of it even in this world, but he's the father of the faithful, and God was pleased because he believed God. But listen, God willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Hebrews 6:18-20. Oh, I love that. The inheritance that is for you and for me. Not only do we have an inheritance with him in heaven, but we also fall heir to his wealth while here on earth, and can enjoy the riches of the same, of the glory of God. These things are to be obtained from God through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ, who is our mediator. In other words, he's the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. In other words, this will was made, and it was sealed by the blood of Christ our Savior. This inheritance is for all who will accept it, and there is an abundance of wealth supplied, for he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. So, friends, I believe this inheritance that we fall heir to is good not only over in the glory world, but it's good right now to supply all of our needs. But in order to be an heir of this inheritance, it is necessary to become a son and to be born into the family. In other words, this is only for the children of God. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, Galatians 3:29. So, until a person is born into the family, they have no rights or heirship. For Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. So the question is, have you been born again? When once we become members of this family, then we are heirs to an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Acts 20:32. And in other words, if we go on to know the Lord in his fullness, we receive the second definite work of grace of sanctification, which is part of the will of God for us too. through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So grace will be given unto us, and it will be multiplied, and we'll just receive so many blessings right here in this world. And I like this part here where it said, talking about to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. All thanks the Lord for the promise of this world, the necessities that we need in this life and in the world to come, everlasting life. But now, in order for us to get this will, or this bequeathal, or the inheritance that has been left for us, we've got to know what the will is. What is the will of God for us? Whatever is the will of the Father toward us is the will of His Son, Jesus Christ. So both of them wills it, don't you see, as He gave Himself a sacrifice that we might through Him have eternal life. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, John 10:30, and I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me, John 6:38. So we can see that it's the will of the Father, and it's the will of Jesus Christ. Notice that what He offers here in His will, one of the other items in His will, the glory which Thou gavest me, I've given them. This is to be enjoyed in this present world. In another place, we read that my God shall supply all your needs. Isn't that good? What do you need? You have any needs? Oh, maybe for food, clothing. We all need those things. Perhaps you need healing. Well, this is in the will of God, too. But here in John 17:24 is another clause in His will. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me. Then it goes on to say, and I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So the will includes all the riches of heaven, and the storehouse of wealth is unbounded. And God, in His infinite wisdom, is willing and anxious to give us these things. And furthermore, He gives power to become sons of God, to become members of His family, that we may have the enjoyments and blessings He has in store for us. Now, some people get the idea that I don't want to live this way. You have to give up too many things, and you don't get to enjoy the pleasures of the world. Listen, friends, you can enjoy unlimited pleasure in the will of God. All the things that pertain to this world that you need, and a brighter hope of the future that's awaiting for those who've given themselves to the Lord. In fact, this treasure is like this pearl of great price that we've talked about. You may remember how that there was a man in the Scriptures that found a pearl of great price, and he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, there is a pearl of great price which can be obtained, but in order to secure the same, it takes all our possessions and leaves nothing that we can call our own. But while we may be stewards over them as before, yet all things we have must be subject to the will of God, to be used at His direction. It is something of greater value than all the wealth of this world, and is to be enjoyed throughout all eternity as well as here in this world. It is something that cannot be bought with money nor worldly riches. You just cannot buy this treasure with worldly riches. It takes a repentance, a turning away from sin, and it is just as difficult for the rich man to obtain it as it is for the poor. Could this be obtained by worldly wealth, then there would be a poor chance for some who are so unfortunate as to be poor in this life. But we read in Luke 12:16 about a man, he was so rich that he didn't know what to do with all his goods. So he made plans to tear down his barns and build bigger ones and store all of his goods. You know what he said? I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And friends, you know, there are a lot of folks with this attitude today. Eat, drink, and be merry. I marvel when I see how so many of the world, worldly people, have turned their minds to sports and the pleasures of this world. But what do you suppose the Lord said to this man who was planning for a long life of comfort and ease? Listen, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Oh, we cannot take with us our gold and silver and worldly possessions when the death angel comes. But if we seek and find this pearl of great price, which is the abiding comfort, it is the pardon of our sins and the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the abiding comforter, two works of grace as I recently spoke about on this microphone, then we can take this possession with us. And we'll not be deprived of it when we're called to take our departure from this life, this earthly voyage on which all of us are traveling. Now, in this will, some might say, well, what are these riches? Is it silver or gold or oil? Lots of shortage of oil is talked about these days. So someone say, well, what is it? Oil or riches or houses or lands? Oh, no, friends, no. We're talking about an eternal inheritance that will go on and on. In eternity, no ending to the glory that God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, don't you want to pay the price? Even though Christ paid the price, there's something for you and for me to do, is to give our all into the hands of the Lord. Will you come? Will you make that decision that I'm going to serve the Lord regardless of what other people do? Our Father, bless the message this day to the good of every listener. We pray that you would bless those who are rich to look about them and see how much they need the Lord to guide and direct them with that which is entrusted into their care. Bless those who are poor in this worldly goods. Help them to know that they can be rich in the eternal things of God. Bless each listener this day in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be some help in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, God bless and keep you, everyone. This is Willie Murphy saying a very cheerful goodbye.